Home care, this is Sarah. How may I help you?
Hi, this is Donna. Donna Knight. I already work here, and I'm trying to get in touch with someone in payroll or supervisor that I can talk to because my coordinator is giving me an issue as far as last week with my paycheck.
And what's
and
your
then when
patient's
I speak
name?
to her, Roscoe Knight. And it's not the first time she act like she didn't receive my timesheet or she's skipping days out my timesheet or whatever. Like, I don't know if she putting it in personally, but I just said something to her again right now when she want to hang up and kind of, like, get slick with me and ask me, do I got evidence that I put in the timesheet? I got evidence because y'all pay me for all the other days that I put on the timesheet, but you just skipped one day. And this is just so ironic that it happened. Soon as I get a little 75-cent raise that I've been asking for because I've been here for years now, not getting no raise, not getting nothing extra. So now that I'm trying to get more money, which y'all is like, I didn't even see a full paycheck last week. Like, they're just ripping me off for all this money, overtime money and everything. So I'm glad I know.
Nobody's ripping you off.
Week.
Let me.
It is. And this
well,
you
it's not intent.
I mean,
yeah. Nothing's being
gonna
done
tell me I didn't put in the timesheet last
I'm gonna
week.
Pull
You
up
did
the
this before.
Sheet.
You did this before to the point where I only got paid like $200. And I told them already last time when she did that I didn't want her working as my coordinator or none of that. I don't want to deal with this girl because she really is getting slick. Like, she being slick. If she the one putting in that timesheet, she just told me that I didn't put in the timesheet last week. And
this
I told
is
her,
for Myra.
Myra,
is Myra your
yeah,
coordinator?
Yeah, Myra. Myra.
Okay.
Yeah.
And let me just find your timesheet.
She's trying to tell me there's no timesheet last week. Well, how did I get paid for all them other days that I put in on the same timesheet, the 10th? All them other days, I put in on that same timesheet. Now, this week, I put the 10th on there, too. And she want to tell me, do I got evidence? Why do I need evidence? And y'all got a whole system. You can look it up right in the system.
Yep, I have it here.
Like, she want me to
for
make
210,
sure I document proof. So,
I have it for 210, you said?
Yeah, for 210.
Okay, I have it here. 2 a.m. to 5 p.m.?
Right.
Okay, and
is
then
that for today,
216.
Or that was the one I put in last week?
Oh, that was from today. Okay, let me see the
Yeah.
one on the 16th that we got. Two 12, 2:15. We only have 2:11, 2:12, and 2:15 on that timesheet. Yeah, you didn't submit for the 10th.
And she sent me a separate text. She sent me a separate text and it say right here. Because after I put in the timesheet, she might send a text like, oh, you missing this day or something as well, like an extra day or something. So I got the text right here where it say, on Thursday, she texted me that. She said, you have a visit with pending verification 210 on Thursday. She didn't send me that on Monday. She didn't send me that before, you know, like an
No, you're
time.
Right.
Add my own day.
Okay. So, yeah. So, we have it now based off the one that you just submitted a little while ago. The one that you did send on the 16th at 10:42 a.m. has the shifts starting from 2:11 to 12 and 2:15. So we didn't have the 2:10, and I'm sorry that she didn't notify you sooner on that.
And that's my only issue. She don't never notify me beforehand or nothing like that. She'll wait till Thursday or something. So I didn't even realize that on that timesheet I didn't put 2:10 because I just put my own days that I think I missed or whatever. Like that. So now she come out, I didn't put in no timesheet last week. I said, yes, I did, because that's how I got paid last week. And she tell me, do I got evidence of that? Like, why would I need evidence of that? Y'all got a system where you can look it up in the computer and look for yourself.
I think what she was saying was
that
we didn't get
a
timesheet for that day last week. Sometimes.
I'm saying this is not the first time she keep doing it. She keep doing that with me, and I keep having problems with my paycheck because she did that before, and I only got paid, like, $200 or something like that. I don't even know. It was, like, horrible. The check was so horrible, and she said I didn't put in the timesheet that week, and I did put in the timesheet that week.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, I mean, it's here now. I'm going to put it into your calendar, and I am going to let the administrator know. I mean, nobody's really in the office today. Everyone's kind of scattered. So as soon as I get a reply on it, I will let him know that you're choosing, that you need it, you are absolutely requesting a new coordinator to follow up with you, and I'll make sure that all the time that you've submitted now is in there, and I'll let him know that, you know, you weren't told until after payroll had already closed, you know.
Yeah, and I definitely believe that, you know, I don't know what happened to my coordinator that I had before her, but I wasn't having this issue. I wasn't having this problem. I wasn't having no problems. She called me every month to talk to my dad, which is fine and all of that, but it's just like she really be, like, doing the whole extra lot. Like, she be, like, all over me. Like, it's something like, oh, did you work? Did you? Like, I live with my caregiver. My dad's paralyzed. I got to do everything. We got to do everything. Like, wipe his butt, wash him up, all of that. Like, that's hard work. Yeah. So to be missing out on money and trying to, like, keep explaining that to you and you acting like I'm not doing, I didn't put in the timesheet and all of that, like, I don't got time for that because it's just going to, like, upset me at this point. Like, you're trying to be smart. Like, I work, we live together 24/7. Like,
Understood. All right. So let me put a note in his file, and I will make sure the administrator is aware of your grievances, and I'll make sure that your hours are in so that they will go on the check for next week. And now, in terms of the overtime and everything, any time that there is a delay for a day or two, it will a shift or two off of the check. It will go in as a separate deposit, and it will accumulate the overtime as if it was on the same pay period. Payroll. You don't have to worry about that. You're going to get all the overtime that is owed to you. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
I need to make sure.
I understand.
Hung up the phone on me and not completing the phone call when I'm asking her, you know, these questions.
No, I get it. Yeah, I understand completely. So I'm gonna have her supervisor also tagged on this so that he can follow up with her and review everything with her. And like I said, I'm going to try to get the administrator to be able to get you on a different coordinator. It might not happen until tomorrow, though, okay?
All right. That's fine with me. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Have a great day.
Enjoy the rest of your day.
Bye. You too. Bye-bye.